The Burt Show.
I will give credit to Wendy. She has changed the way I've been looking at the vending machine the last couple of days.
I think I was just really hungry one afternoon, and all we have in here is a vending machine when I get in here at 4 o'clock. I mean, there's nothing really good in the vending machine. There's like potato chips and crackers, and there's a couple Pop-Tarts. Woo! You can eat those up. Popcorn.
And random stuff. Like, I wish I could think, like, one or two random, like pork rinds or something, you know, crazy.
Like it's almost like they had to fill the space and they just sort of like, they just grab something like pork rinds.
Something crappy,
I look at that sometimes and go, who? I would like to stand there and see who orders that.
Nobody. That's why it's still there. No, I think I was just starving and I wanted some like real substance of food, but I was stuck with this vending machine food that I couldn't choose from. So I came in here literally, and Johnny O was in here with me in the afternoon, and I started making my dream vending machine list.
Okay, so these are all of the greatest items in the vending machine.
There was no rhyme or reason for making this list. I was just sitting here starving on what possibly could I go out and get at any fast food. Food place or just at the grocery store in general.
So it's your Hall of Fame, really.
Kind of, but I think this is just what I wanted for the day, so this is what I would have in my vending machine of options to choose
from. So you're pulling from everywhere. You're pulling from fast food restaurants also, so like a Mickey D's fries would be on the top of the vending machine?
Well, none of this really goes together at all. Like, okay, for example, I have mozzarella sticks. Like, I just wanted...
How can you have mozzarella sticks in a vending machine?
Look, dude, don't question it.
What is wrong with you?
My bad.
You know, in Japan, they have all sorts of crazy vending machines where you can get, like, anything you want.
Okay.
And some disturbing
stuff, too.
It's a
dream vending machine. This will never happen. Trust me, we'll never have this in this office.
Wendy.
Don't stump her dream.
Yeah, remain optimistic. Don't squash this before it exists.
Yeah, don't let Bert get to
you. I'm right there with you with mozzarella sticks.
So A1 mozzarella sticks.
I was just hungry.
Is there a specific place? Because there are some. I'm a mozzarella stick fan. And sometimes they just give you like the fried dough and they give you little itty bitty cheese. If you're going to give me a mozzarella stick, you better load it up.
And it's got a like of cheese. You know,
it's got
drag from your mouth when you take a bite.
I mean, I would say Landmark Diner, but that's after you're drunk. But those things are good. They make, they know how to make a good mozzarella sticks. I won't lie. So mozzarella sticks in general, they got to be the oozy kind like Jen said. And then I went to fried pickles because I was just hungry.
You were high as a cat.
So I know.
Fried pickles are the best.
Yeah, there was a Zaxby's commercial on at the time, and I was like, I could put some fried pickles in this vending machine. That sounds good. And then I went to guacamole.
Guacamole? You don't order guacamole in a vending machine.
Just comes down like a handful.
Exert.
Dream vending
machine. Dream vending machine.
Does that come with the chips, or do you need more coins for the chips?
You have to have more coins for the chips.
Yes, this vending machine will keep everything fresh and good. Okay?
This is the biggest vending machine in the history of mainframe computers.
This is like the Jetsons.
Just so you know.
Jetsons vending machine.
What you're inventing right now is a TGI Fridays.
Well, maybe they need to listen closely and create a vending machine.
Happy, happy, happy birthday, birthday, birthday. It's TGI Friday. I'm sitting in your booth.
You have to push CE for that one. Right. That's a different number for somebody to pop out. Then I had grilled cheese. And then
good.
A cooked stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut.
Solid.
How is it going to come out of the vending? How are you going to get...
Bert!
Would you stop limiting her imagination?
What is
wrong with you? Limitations. You're all about limitations.
How are you going to get a whole pizza out of a vending machine?
You know what? Can't you just color outside of the lines every once in a while?
Just be
patient. What's wrong with you?
Gosh, do you do this to your children? Do you do this to your kids?
The box is going to get stuck between the window and the little curly
thing.
What's
wrong with you?
You know what? Let my vending machine get better. Because then I saw an Arby's commercial and I put chicken bacon Swiss in there.
What about the curly fries, though?
Those were coming.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump ahead.
That's down a deep... The TV.
You know, Bert's going to get stoned and call you. Hey, Wendy, where's that vending machine? Seriously.
Those are the double letters.
It's so good. And then I have one of those mashed potato bowls from KFC.
Nice. With the gravy?
Yeah, with
the
gravy.
You know what this is? This isn't a vending machine. This is the concept that you and I came up with years and years ago.
The fast food plaza.
It's a fast food place where you can order the best items off of each menu. So, like, if you dig McDonald's fries, there they are. You can just take those. But you like... a Burger King,
Diet Coke,
whatever, you can order an item
Arby's
from each.
Curly fries,
Arby's curly fries, all on the same menu.
Jamocha shake.
Yeah, we need to put a Burger King Diet Coke in there because that would be on my dream drink machine. Because there's a difference between McDonald's Diet Coke and Burger King Diet Coke.
But then and then the Chick-fil-A shakes.
Mm. Oh, and the Chick-fil-A waffle fries too, man.
Mm. So good.
Those are the best.
Here's Shirley.
Wendy.
Shirley, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, Nala, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let you know that you can get with your vending machine guy and or female, and you can have your vending machine tailored to what you guys want.
Oh, really? Mashed potatoes, you think?
Yes.
Mozzarella sticks?
I dated a guy that had a vending machine service. And we did that for a few of our customers.
So at one point, then they come in there and they have like a catalog of items and you can check off which ones you want for your own machine?
Yeah, you should be able to, yeah.
But
if you want healthier snacks in there, you should be able to get them.
But I doubt a Dairy Queen Blizzard is going to fit in
there.
Probably. Okay, because that would be a
nice.
Nor McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, you could put that right next to the pizza. Okay.
And a crystal chip.
But you should be able to get with your vending machine service and tailor
it. Is this a Joyce thing then? Is she the one that like wasted a space on like trail mix?
I don't think most people even look at it. I think.
No.
It's just the morning shows that eat out of the vending machine.
Hey, Wendy, can your dream vending machine change over from breakfast to lunch?
Oh, we should do that. Because I was just at the vending machine and all I wanted was like a bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Yeah.
And that's not in there.
Can you serve them past 11?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay.
I really think the changeover should be at noon. And I don't know why most of them do it so early.
Some of them do it at 10:30.
10:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, really?
And then you got to ask them, what breakfast stuff do you have left? And like, we've got two burritos, we've got an egg McMuffin with a bite out of it, and have a hash brown that was on the floor, but just for a second. I'm like, give me it all.
Yeah.
I'll take it all.
And they get really hardcore about it, too. Like, right at 10:30, man.
No more.
That's it. It's all
only
gone.
Lunch.
Right. Jamie, go ahead. I got about 30 seconds. What's going on?
Hi. I was just calling to say I was listening, and there is a store, I don't know the name of it, but in New York, there is a restaurant where there's a kitchen inside in the back, and you can actually put money in, and you can see all of the different items, cheeseburgers and fries, steak sandwiches, everything.
That's called McDonald's.
No, it's a real restaurant.
That's what you need, Wendy. That's yours, man.
I know. We need it in this building.
Wendy just invented the concept of dining out. Oh, my God, that's so great. And somebody comes to your table, and you give them money, and then they bring you what you ordered. Holy crap, I'm going to invent that.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Jen Hobby went to Jimmy Buffett last night.
Yes, and it was fun. It was just cold. So I'm not a huge parrot head, and other than when I worked at Lakewood about 10 years ago, I haven't seen a show. But my boyfriend is a big fan, so he got tickets, and we went with another friend last night, and it was packed. I mean, everybody that was there, everybody that had been partying in the parking lot all day was still
tailgating everything,
having a blast, and you know, wearing their grass skirts and their lays and whatever, and had a really good time. I was freezing, to be quite honest, and I wasn't really feeling great yesterday, so I probably wasn't in the greatest of mindset to go, try to be a parrot head last night. But still, it was a good time, and Zach Brown was there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's neat.
So I got to see him sit in with Jimmy Buffett on a song and that kind of thing. But it was good.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun.
I'd like to fast forward this conversation 4 years. That's all I'm saying. 4 years, you guys are nice and settled in with each other, and you love each other. Mm-hmm. And he suggests going to see Jimmy Buffett on a really cold night when you're not feeling good. And you'll be like, you know, honey, I think I'm just going to pass on this one. But for right now,
it'll be the opposite, because the one time I've seen Jimmy Buffett here in Atlanta, okay, this is what Jen's going to turn into.
Uh-oh.
There was a guy who we went with. One of my high school friends came down for it, and he took me, and there was another friend of his that was there. And this other friend is a huge parrot head, right? So this guy is one that travels across the country to go see Jimmy Buffett at all of
one
things,
of those
right?
Guys.
So now, Jen, you didn't get to do the tailgating in the parking lot all day. I mean, people create pools and they do. I mean, it is pretty elaborate. It is nothing like anything you've ever seen, right? Well, this guy. So we're at our tailgating spot, and there's this huge fake palm tree. Okay. So as we're talking to this guy, and I'm saying that Jen will turn into this guy. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So this guy, it is. I noticed that there's little. Collapsible. Palm tree. Mm-hmm. So it means that it collapses into about, three parts that kind of fold in on each other and has a case. Okay.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
So this guy,
that's a pro right there.
This was his one carry-on on the airline everywhere he went to see a Buffett show. So
that's
I'm just
awesome.
Saying, you're going to start having beach paraphernalia.
I don't
at a
know
Jimmy
about
Buffett
that.
Show.
I was
say,
trying
honey,
to...
I'm ready. I've got it. I've got the palm tree packed and the sand and the kiddie pool, baby.
Ooh, I don't know
corona.
About that.
The Tommy Bahama shirts are lined up and ready to go.
I get it. I like Jimmy Buffett songs. I really like them when I'm on vacation, actually sitting on a beach, not on the lawn at Lakewood, freezing to death. But yeah, I was trying to be a good girlfriend.
I think Burnt Angle is better there because it's what we were talking about the weekend we went to the Masters. Everything's adorable right now.
Sure.
Oh my God, it's a little chilly and you want to go to Jimmy Buffett? Okay, chili fins to the left, chili fins to the right. You're so cute.
He's got such
God.
A passion for life. Yeah. He'll stand out there when it's cold to see his favorite band.
Everything
he's awesome.
And then you know
what
they're doing?
Cuddle.
Is they're cuddling, you know, and they're like, he's got his arm around her. He's like, oh, you're a little chilly, like rubbing her shoulders. She's like, it's okay. And then fast forward 60 months. That's 5 years from now. Uh-huh. Are you a little chilly? No, I'm not chilly. I'm effing cold. And you're right. Loving me is just annoying me. Why are we here with all these drunk fools?
There was lots of parrot heads still having fun despite the weather last night.
Now break down the inflatable palm tree and let's get out of here.
I think
Leave the sand!
Cold, I'm going to come up with some real illness.
Enjoy it now.
This is The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
All right, this is just for experienced moms and dads on this one. And it's after 8:30, so we'll give the kid warning that if you have kids listening, you probably want to check out for a couple
You can almost guarantee that you have not heard this problem before. Like, this is going to be a first-timer, right?
Okay. Yeah, probably. I'm not even going to say her name. Hey, my name is... And I'm 40 years old, and I have a son who's 14. I walked in on him hooking himself up with my panties. Was it bad that I shut the door and let him finish?
I'm telling you right now, honey, he didn't finish.
Her underwear, his mom's underwear?
What should I do? I mean, I think it's better that he do that than get a girl pregnant or get an STD. So please help. Thank you. So I don't think they've even talked about it yet. So... Yeah, she opens up the door. There he is.
Then it
doesn't say if he was wearing them or
not. I'll tell you what, the first thing you do is you get over to Sears.com and order yourself some new panties.
Well, I'm just wondering, mature-wise, I'm wondering if he doesn't have any sister. He doesn't have any older sisters in the house, and that's the only option he had.
But that's not the only option.
Where's he going to get a pair of women's underwear?
Why are you going to do it with women's underwear?
I don't think it's necessarily about... I don't know. 404-741-Q100.
Hypothetically.
Experience. This is not like, I've got a 7-year-old. I'm not experienced enough for this answer. Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, a young man of that age who does that frequently could do it without the benefits of underwear in his hand or on him or around him.
You're that age. It's just what's ever handy.
Yeah, but like.
There's not something really twisted about that being his mother's.
Yes. Yeah. It's gross.
For most people, that would be a total turn off.
But I think when you're 14, it's a different mentality, to be honest with you. I don't think it's
That's what I was thinking of. Is it just the fact that it's women's underwear?
Dude, think about what you're saying.
High school.
It's your mom. That is your mom's underwear.
Oh, gosh.
Think of that. Think of peeling off your mom's underwear.
Okay. We got it.
But there is a part of you that can understand this part. Like, at 14, it doesn't, it's just whatever's there.
No.
I got to get this done.
Whatever's there, he had to go into his mom's dresser or closet.
Maybe he's like in the bathroom and the laundry's right there.
Laundry.
It's not the only thing in there. And if there is, Kleenex. Toilet paper, the bathroom rug, your cat. There are a lot of things that you could use to clean. I'm assuming that's what it was for.
So are we focusing on the item that he was doing that with? Or are we talking about a more broad conversation of what do you do when you walk in on your son in that situation?
I think it's too. I think there's 1 million people in this city who could call up and say they walked in on their kid doing that and tell us how they handled it. The fact that he had mom panties. Good therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something really twisted.
Yeah.
You think, Melissa, that's therapy issue?
I don't. I'm thinking it from the standpoint of it was just women's underwear. Because my thing is, with something like that, I think you're in such a danger zone when someone is starting to experiment that way by telling them they need therapy. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just think it's more of a broad conversation if you walk in on your kid doing that.
404-741-Q100. There are not many people that want to get in on this.
You don't want to make him feel weird about it.
I think you should tell all of his friends and let them talk to him about it.
Hey, Marie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
I don't think the mom should say anything to him. I think the dad, though, should tell him that he should lock the door and that's all normal. But the family props thing is not normal.
Mm-mm.
He shouldn't be using family props.
So what do you, I mean, as a father, what's the conversation? Look, there are things that you can use and things you can't, and one on the can't use list is your mom's underwear?
Well, you take matters into your own hand.
So to speak.
That's what he did.
But my husband walked in on my son, too, at that age, although he was just with himself and Katie Couric on TV.
Right. You got to show that kid Fox News, man. Katie Couric is a waste of a thing.
I hope this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny.
Here is Larry. Larry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
So I can't believe I've never called your show before except for this topic. here's the thing. It's not about her, obviously. It's not about his mom. It's about the item. And so the way to do it is mom needs to go out and purchase some non-mom items that sort of are just in like a little drawer, special drawer, or bin, or someone. The kids are going to do it. And the boys, trust, all boys do it.
Right.
And it's about the items. And he obviously probably doesn't have sisters. I mean, you know, if you grow up with no sisters and there's a female item, guess who's it's going to be? Mom. Guess what you're fixated at that age? Female items. Go for it.
But I don't quite understand what your advice is. You saying go out and get different ones, and he's got his own pile he can choose from.
Exactly.
What?
So stock him up with a drawer.
Yep. Here's your little stuff. You know, you don't have to make it massively obvious, but you can, or you can. I mean, you know, you can.
Larry,
say,
let,
you know,
let me ask you a question, Larry.
Yeah.
Because as a person who was once 14, and had practically had to wear one of those bowling wrist things.
Oh, God.
I never once...
Too much information.
...had to invoke the use of someone's underwear.
But that's you. Everybody's different.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did. You
used creeper.
You used your mom's underwear?
I did when I was that age.
Oh!
I was like 12, 13, 14. Yeah.
Okay.
Until I discovered girls would actually, you know, let you, you know, be with them. Yeah. I mean, at that age, you know... You're not. Well, I don't know about this day's society, but back then, you know, you didn't get real live people with you.
Bert, did you ever grab a pair of Myra's boy shorts?
Oh.
Hey, I had all brothers. What can you do?
Stop it. So, Larry,
she shouldn't freak. Here's my advice. She shouldn't freak. And by the way, I grew up as a normal old hetero, had kids, married. Yeah. Guy, so didn't affect me in the long term. It's about the items. It's not about mom.
Okay,
it's about mom, then there's other issues. Mm-hmm. It's about the item.
Okay. That to me, I would watch the CBS News before Katie Couric was on, and whoever the anchor was used that.
Yeah, but what he's saying is so like Larry. I mean, he's saying he was just different. It was the item,
silky material.
Connie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi.
Good morning.
What an interesting half an
I'm
hour.
I'm a single parent of four boys, 21 to 10, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with masturbation.
Oh,
I mean, and the fact that he had women's panties, you might want to ask him, but I really don't think it's anything unusual. You know, age will do it with anything.
They weren't women's panties. They were his mom's.
Yeah, the fact that it's mom's is like...
But again, maybe it was just the fact that they were panties.
Right. It's just the item. It's not.
And she has four boys.
Mm-hmm.
She would know.
All right, just take one more of these. Good morning, Ruth. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. I think it's a little bit simpler. The mom walks in. He's doing what he's doing. Shuts the door. And at some point, either she... or her son's father, her husband, speaks to him and says, hey, that's cool. I'm not comfortable with you using my panties. And then he'll figure something else out after that.
I think the guy, if his father's in the house, I think the father should have the conversation. I don't think the mother should go and say, I'm not comfortable with you using my panties to,
I'm with you on that. I think that's a conversation with dad.
Guy.
If he's there.
Good call.
Okay.
That was fun.
We made our way through that one.
Get it. The Bert Show. The Bird Show.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry at some of restaurants and fast foods that are coming out with some of their new sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it used to be that fast food was branded. You knew when you were going to a fast food joint, forget about your diet, forget about counting calories and food and sodium and all that. If you're going to Mickey D's, you go to get your Big Mac on, man.
Totally. Yeah, you got to throw that all out the window. Out the drive-through window.
Totally, right? That was the mentality a while ago. But then we started getting politically correct, and the fast food restaurants also realized that they needed to put some healthy stuff on the menu, so then you started dealing with salads and grilled chicken sandwiches, and they were more health conscious, right?
Right. They've got those little packets of fruit for the kids and that kind of thing. Because I think back in the day, it was a once in a while thing if you went to McDonald's.
Right.
So you could splurge and have all the fatty stuff. But now parents are feeding their kids that every day.
Right.
So then they get in trouble because kids are obese. Well, guess why? Because you're going to McDonald's every day or wherever every day.
Well, it seems like some of these fast food restaurants and restaurants are like rebelling again, and they're going the other way because they're creating these sandwiches that are so bad for you. It's like, F you, we're back, people. Have you guys heard about the KFC's Double Down sandwich?
Yes.
You heard about this?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. It just looks disgusting.
It is disgusting. What's on it?
Have you seen it in person?
No.
Have you?
Did you eat it?
Ugh.
What's on this thing?
Okay, let me say exactly. First of all, it's got to be good for you because they're taking the carbs out of it because there's no bun.
There's no bun.
No bun on the thing.
Right.
Because the sandwich is too big. Here it is. It has two thick and juicy boneless white meat chicken fillets, two pieces of bacon.
Are those fried?
It comes either fried or grilled. If you get it grilled, you save yourself 80 calories. But I'll tell you what the calorie count is. All right, so you've got two pieces of chicken. You got two pieces of bacon. Mm. You got two melted slices of Monterey Jack and pepper jack cheese and Colonel sauce. It actually sounds pretty good. But it's so big that you literally can't put a bun on it because you can't put it in your mouth. It's 540 calories, 1,300 milligrams of sodium, and 32 grams of fat. Now, if you go with the grilled, it's 460 calories.
Oh, good. I can save some. Right. Now I can go get it. Let's go grab one.
But if you go grilled, then you get more sodium, but nobody's really concerned about that, even though you should be. 1,400 calories, right?
Holy moly.
Now, IHOP comes out yesterday with a brand new dessert. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, here's your dessert. It's called the Pancake Stackers, and it consists of crustless cheesecake filling surrounded by two pancakes topped with strawberry, blueberry, or cinnamon apple and whipped topping. When all is said and done, eggs, bacon, and hash browns, 1,250 calories.
Oh, man.
And they display that on their menu, by the way. I boycott IHOP because if I'm going to go grab it and I want it and it looks tasty, don't tell me the calories. I just want to go eat it.
Well, they're starting to make that mandatory.
It's a law now.
It's becoming law.
Fast food restaurants.
Right.
But I don't think it would apply to a sit-down restaurant.
It eventually will, though. Because, I mean... Yeah, and that way they can't be – that way – because most everybody and every company and everything, if you get punished for it, then you'll do something. You'll react if you have to be liable for something. And there's so many people now, which I agree with Jen, is stupid to – you can't sue McDonald's. You can't sue the mm-hmm. restaurant for making you fat. But people are starting to do that. And so in order to keep every – you know, like, it's not our fault. Look, we showed you exactly what's in this. We showed you exactly what the calorie count is. It is your responsibility to eat a 1,200-calorie meal.
I was wondering if you're a woman, from a woman's perspective, right, if you go to McDonald's and they have – because up behind them now will be like – McDonald's french fries, and it'll tell you how many calories are in it, or it'll say, give me a sandwich from McDonald's, Big Mac. Big Mac with cheese, right? And it'll tell you how many calories. It's going to be over the top, you know, like 400. Yeah. As a woman, would you be sort of pressured into not ordering that because you would?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even at IHOP. Really? Yeah, even looking on the menu at IHOP, I sat there and was so conscious about what I was picking because that has too many calories, that has too many calories, and the people around me are going to judge me on what I have on my plate because they can see it on their menu, so they're judging me on how much I'm eating. So,
I was going to say, because it would depend on if I was in the drive-thru by myself and going to get it in the car by myself or whether I was going in with other friends and had to see it. Yeah, if it was in front of other people, it would definitely influence my choices.
Now, for a guy, it wouldn't matter, right? You go in there, you don't care.
If you're going to a fast food restaurant, you know, I don't think it would. I wouldn't even look at it.
I think it's interesting.
You know what you're getting when you're there.
Yeah.
But women count calories all the time. Right. I mean, it is just because I go into McDonald's and I see a calorie thing, that's not the first time I've looked at a calorie count that day.
But now others know what you're ordering and how much is in it, so that would definitely put added pressure on you.
Well, unlike Jen, I mean, it would put pressure on me just to see it. Like, to me, out of sight, out of mind, like, oh, well, I'm going to eat that and I don't even think about the effects it's going to have on me. But if I see the calorie count, I don't need other people around me to think, oh, really? Damn. Do I really want to do that? So, especially depending on the time of year. If it's the wintertime, who cares? I need some insulation. But if it's the summertime and I have to put a bathing suit on, not worth it.
I'll just lie to myself in the car and go, okay, well, I'm going to eat this now, but I'm going to work out extra hard later.
Right. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you guys know that the new law applies to all restaurants with 30 locations or more nationally.
Okay.
And what is that law, that the calorie count has to be posted next to the food item?
I don't know that they specified calories yet. The FDA is still working on it, but it may be calories, it may be sodium, it may be fat. Not quite sure yet, but yeah, as of now, certain local laws have it that it needs to be as large as the price of the menu. Okay. And it needs to be next to the item.
And that's where the gulp comes in right there.
Next to the item, I think some restaurants get away with that because they have it available like on a counter somewhere.
Yeah.
And when you pull out the slip, you can see there's the item and there's the calorie count.
You can avoid that.
They don't necessarily put it on the menu behind the server.
That's what the new law says. That's why I was asking you guys if you were going to feel guilty, because it'll be there posted right next to your sandwich.
I think it should be, because I think it should be, the pressure should be on restaurants because I know that when I had diet restrictions, I was frustrated because nobody prepared good food. You cannot get healthy fast food. You just can't. I mean, you can't. Honestly, you cannot. Based on if you make a meal at home and you get a fast food meal, the food at home is always going to be healthier. And so I think I think restaurants should have pressure to make better food. Absolutely.
I just still have, I guess, the old school mentality that's not a healthy alternative for me. If I'm going to go fast food, I'm going to get a Whopper, I'm going to get my fries, fully knowing I'm getting my fat on and my salt on. Totally. Here's Stephanie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I was calling because I went to Bahama Breeze a few months ago, and I had this most incredible salmon salad. It was delicious. So I got to thinking, well, man, this is a new dish that I'm going to start eating. And so I got to thinking, well, if it's that good, I wonder how much fat it has in it. So I go to their website, and I look it up, and I almost peed my pants when I saw how much fat was in it.
How many grams?
68 grams of fat.
In a salmon salad?
My.
In a salmon salad.
Wow. The word salad is deceiving, because even at other fast food restaurants, the salad can be just as fattening as the sandwiches.
But the fattening part comes from like the like if you're having a taco salad, isn't the fat mostly in the fried tortilla?
But the reason is salads are so good at restaurants is because they put three times as much dressing on as you would at your own kitchen table. Mm-hmm. It's the reason that like steak is so good at restaurants is because guess what? There's a quarter stick of butter cooked on it when it's cooked.
Is that what they're doing, Stephanie, at Bahama Breeze? It's all the fat is in the butter that they're cooking the salmon in?
That's what I was thinking, because the dressing itself is listed separately, and it's 4 grams just by itself for the dressing.
It has to be, because salmon by itself isn't, yeah. Mm. Okay, thank you. 68 grams of fat in the Bahama Breeze salmon salad.
Wow.
I think some places with all the cheese and with all the croutons and with all the meat and with, and the dressing, they think if you throw a couple leaves of lettuce in there, people are going to think they're healthy. That's healthy.
Hey, Amber, good morning.
It's green.
That's right. You ever see somebody go to like a fast food restaurant and take the top bun off the sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Like they get a Big Mac, but then they take the top bun off and they're like, yeah, I'm doing the Atkins thing.
Yeah, I'm saving myself five.
What is it, right,
really? But guess what? That's not the issue. It's the 4 slices of cheese and the special sauce.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just calling Joanne to answer the phone, and I'm 5'4" and right at probably 195. Mm-hmm. Weight, probably 40 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
But I was amazed that the three women that are in your studio right now, as thin as they are that self-conscious about when they eat something, because I never would have thought that.
That's all women.
People always think, oh, my God, I can't order that because someone's going to think I'm fat. Lord have mercy. I mean, us thick girls, we, you know, when we order anything other than a salad, we always think people are looking at us.
We do, too.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, everybody does.
I never would have thought that. Never. Yeah.
And you think that we're not freaked out about this morph suit? I mean, you're crazy.
Like, I think two different pairs of shorts in my bag right now to figure out which ones will look better over top of the morph suit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a spandex bodysuit. Nobody's going to be looking at what shorts you have on, just so you know.
The women are far, and I have not spoken with Wendy or Jen about it, but we're far more self-conscious about that morph suit bet than you guys are.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. I think that's a pretty interesting observation there, that heavier women think that skinny women don't think about food or body image at all. And I'm assuming that thin women assume that heavier women don't worry about that kind of thing, and that's why they're heavy. Is that true?
Mm-mm. No. I just assume that all women think about it.
Same way.
All the time.
I wish there was a way for me to be able to eat one meal stress-free, and it's going to be impossible the rest of my life.
And not think about it. Fat or anything like that.
I went to Chick-fil-A this week, which is like my favoriteest thing in the world to eat, and it was like a total indulgent, and I hid the garbage.
What?
Because like I didn't want to... From myself and from anybody that would be at my house to see it.
Really?
Yes.
You hid the garbage?
I've never. Yes. Seriously.
I've had Katie see fast food bags in my car that I left in the car and make a comment to me. Because with two women in the house, we're constantly talking about that crap.
That's fine. That'd be neat.
That's why I got a damn pedometer on.
This is a fight you and I will never understand.
Right.
Never understand.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
There is a lesson to be learned from my bar experience over the weekend. And the lesson, just in one line, is think before you send a drink.
Think before you send a drink is your new platform.
It is my new platform.
Good tagline.
Yes, because I was out with some friends over the weekend, and I'm standing at the bar, and I see what appears to be an attractive guy across the bar. He looks like he's alone or hanging with a couple of friends, just chilling, you know, having a good time. This is later on in the night, probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
So you've got a fancy buzz on by now.
Oh, I got a couple of cocktails
in me. You're feeling fancy and hot.
The fancy buzz.
I mean, I'm feeling good about myself. I'm feeling confident. I'm like, there's a hot guy over there. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to send him a drink, so maybe he'll come over here and talk to me, because that's just what I do. I've got a little bit of game. So instead of him coming up to me, I'm going to send him a drink. Hopefully he'll come talk to me, and then wham, bam, we're instant, like, text messaging and all that stuff. Then I don't have any boyfriend. That's the goal. So I send him over a drink, and he gets up and he comes right on over to the other side of the bar to say thank you for the drink.
It's like a magnet, like a junk
magnet. Yeah, and he... And he walks closer, and he gets closer, and he, no offense to short guys, but gets shorter.
Again, I'm fat. The reoccurring theme to start the show and to end the show today. That's cool.
No offense.
Go ahead, it's cool.
It's a short sandwich.
So he gets closer and closer. I'm like, oh, this guy's a little shorter than I am.
He's a little.
A lot shorter than I was. I only have probably like maybe 3-inch heels on.
And
so
how tall are you?
I'm 5'3", okay. So I was maybe like 5'5".
Okay.
I was maybe 5'5". So,
how short was he, like Bird height?
No, he was shorter than Bird.
It's okay if he's my height. It's okay, but I know what this guy is going through. Like, I'm feeling for him right now. Because when I was single, I was always so insecure in being at the bar on a bar stool. Mm-hmm. Because you look differently when you're sitting at the bar stool when you're 5'4". When you get down, I know what this dude's going
through. And then somebody on the other side of the bar, you jump off the bar stool and all they can see is your head.
Just coming over the spike of my head.
He looked tall across the bar. He looked like he would have been like 6'5", this buff dude. And he comes walking over. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. But he gets closer and closer. There's hair coming out of his chest, like out of his t-shirt. Out of his back. I'm like, oh, this is definitely not my type of guy. So I'm
He's a short and furry.
Yeah, short furry guy. I mean, we sat there.
And you're like, wait, we work together. I can't be sending you a drink.
That's not the point. But as he got closer, just not my type of guy. So I should have... What I should have done was taken my friend's advice and had my friend go check out the guy before I bought him a drink, because then he bought me a drink back. He bought me a drink back. So obviously I'm obligated to stay in this 30-minute 30-minute conversation with a guy I wasn't even attracted to that I thought I was attracted to because across the bar, he looked amazing.
He didn't look as primate across the bar.
Let me ask you guys about that move, about Wendy sending a guy a drink.
Yeah,
what kind of perception does a guy have when that happens?
For me, it was such a relief, man. Like, really? There's somebody in here that's digging on me? Like, there's no cloudy thought about it. It's like, cool. All right, ice is broken. Right. We're in. I'm so much more relaxed.
Especially if you're a special needs guy like this guy or Bert. Like, good, somebody to help me back up on the bar stool later.
There's nothing wrong with the guy. He had a great personality, but just not somebody I was attracted
to. Don't get offended for me because of Jeff. I'm okay.
No, it was just somebody I was not attracted to up close. Far away, you're great.
Well, that's what a good wingman is supposed to do. You're supposed to send your woman over there.
Yeah, right.
She does recon for you and then tells you if it's cool to send the drink or not.
I will give my friend the benefit of the doubt. She did volunteer to go over there and check him out before I sent him a drink, but I was like, no, he looks great. Yeah. This will be fine. I'm like,
last words.
Just one drink, and that would be it.
Okay, repeat your new tagline, and over and over and over again.
Think before you send a drink. Think before you send the drink and spend $20 on two shots. Just think. Just think about it.
Did you do both of those shots in order to make it easier to do with the guy?
Actually,
yeah, because
yes.
I will let you know this. With every shot you do, I will grow 3 inches.
Or I'll just take off my shoes.
The same thing used to happen to me in a car also. Like, I would never try to meet somebody in traffic because you can't tell how tall the dude is if you're in traffic. If I get out of the car and I'm mini-me, that's going to be uncomfortable for everybody.
You just had a sad life.
It's a sad, short life.
Get it. The Bert Show.